Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, if you have FEGLI, Federal Employee Group Life Insurance, and you are approaching 50 or even over 50, you're going to want to watch this. There's some big things that you need to watch out for. Now, even if you're young, there's something you could do as a preemptive strike to get ahead of the big problems that FEGLI are facing. But we're going to dive into all those things today. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Dallin Haas. I'm a financial planner who helps federal employees get the most out of their benefits and retire confident. So let's dive in. When I say FEGLI, Federal Employee Group Life Insurance, we have to actually break that down and understand that there's four different parts to FEGLI. Okay, let's break it down. So there is FEGLI Basic, Part A, B, and C. Okay? There's four different parts in the program, and I'm not sure what parts you have. So step number one, if you're watching this, go check what you have. Most federal employees that I've actually worked with, they are like, well, I forgot. What do I have, right? So step number one, figure out what parts you have, because of the pricing and how they change over time very significantly depending on which part you have. So that's number one. But let me give you a quick idea of what each of these parts do. Basic covers about your salary's worth of coverage, okay? Your salary, okay? So if your salary is about 100 grand, if you died, this would be worth about 100 grand, roughly, okay? Part A is $10,000, meaning if you died and had that, your beneficiary would get $10,000. There's no way to increase this for Part A. Part A is simply just that, okay? Part B, you can get 1 to 5 times your salary's worth. So this is the one where you can get the most coverage out of any of them. You get the most coverage with Part B. Now, you can have all of these or none of these. There's lots of combinations you can have, but Part B, again, is the one that you can have up to one to five times your salary of coverage, okay? So if your salary is 100 grand, again, you could have up to $500,000 of coverage through Part B. And if you had basic, then you'd have another about your salary's worth, so about $600,000. Now, Part C is never a huge amount. It's basically for family, and for a spouse and kids, okay? Family coverage. And the most you can get on a spouse is $25,000, and the most you can get on kids is $12,500. So there's really limitations here, but if you just wanted to get a small policy for family, Part C may be the way to go, okay? So now that we understand the basics of the different parts of FEGLI and what they are, we have to understand that Part A, because the coverage is so small, the price is never that big of a deal, okay? Part C, same thing. The price is never big because the coverage is small, okay? Not saying it's always worth it. It's just saying the price is never a huge factor in dollars and cents because it is just small dollar amounts we're talking about, these two, okay? FEGLI Basic, the price actually never goes up, meaning let me actually back up. The price does go up as your salary goes up, but basically they have a rate that says, hey, for this amount of coverage, for every $1,000 worth of coverage, this is the cost. So as your salary goes up, that means your coverage goes up, so you got to pay a little bit more. So if your salary goes up by 10%, the price is going to go up by 10%. That's just how it works. But it doesn't change with your age. A 25-year-old federal employee and a 70-year-old retiree are going to pay the same amount per $1,000 worth of coverage, okay? Now, Part B is the big one. This is the kicker. This is the one that people pay tens of thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars over time, especially as they age. This one gets extremely expensive. This one is not the same price, okay? Not the same price for every age. As you age, the price for this start to go up significantly. And that's why at the beginning of the video, I mentioned, hey, if you're approaching 50, because at 50, 55, 60, the price almost doubles every 5 years. Almost doubles every 5 years. And because you can have such a large amount of coverage, it can be a large dollar amount that we're talking about, that you're paying thousands of dollars a year for something that you may not need, or maybe there's way cheaper coverage somewhere else, okay? So, long story short, Part C, Part A, those are small dollar amounts. You still want to look at them, see if you need it, right? But they're small dollar amounts. Most people aren't too worried about them. Part B is the big one because that's the one that can get really expensive over time, but you can have large coverage amounts if you need it. Basic, basically the same price per $1,000 worth of coverage for every federal employee out there, okay? And it's basically your salary's worth, okay? That's the basics. Now, Part B, basically, as you age, every five-year increment is when you're going to get a price change, okay? Every five-year increment. So at 40, 45, 50, 55, etc., okay? So here's the deal. Here are the things that you need to consider. We know that the price for this goes up significantly, and to be honest, Fegley in general was never designed to be capped for the rest of your life. It simply wasn't. Okay, it's not designed to do that. You can keep some of these for the rest of your life, but you're going to pay through the nose generally to do that. Okay, and OPM actually has a great Fegley calculator. If you just type into Google Fegley calculator OPM, it'll pull right up, and you can calculate what these things will cost you right now. And in retirement, it's super easy. So check that out if you want to see numbers and cents for your situation. But long story short, here are the things to think about. Question number one, do you need life insurance? Do you need life insurance? Okay. Are your kids still at home? Do you still have a mortgage? If something happened to you, would your spouse be okay? Those sort of things. Okay. But I see all the time situations where people really don't need life insurance and they're paying thousands of dollars a year into this program for something they don't really need. Okay. So that's question. Do you need it? Do you need life insurance at all? Right? If the answer is, yeah, you probably do need life insurance, okay, no problem, right? If you need life insurance, let's find you the best and cheapest option out there, okay? And this is one of the big advantages of Fegley, is that regardless of your health as federal employees, you can have Fegley, okay? You can have Fegley. Now, you can't increase the coverage you have already just because you want to, right? You can't just do that. You'd have to go through medical if you just wanted to change it, right? If you wanted to increase it. Now, you could always reduce the coverage you have, right? Whatever coverage you have right here, you can always reduce that at any time, at any time. So if you are watching this video and say, hey, I've got a ton of this coverage, I'm paying a ton, can I reduce it down? The answer is yes, you could do that tomorrow, okay? You could reduce it down of what you have. Okay, so that's question one. Do you need life insurance? If so, how much? And what's the best place to get it? Okay, so generally speaking, if you're in good health, you could probably find a private policy somewhere, a good term life insurance policy outside the government for cheaper. Okay, you could save significant amount of money if, number one, you think you need life insurance still, but you're in pretty good health. Okay. If you don't need life insurance, we'll get rid of all the life insurance, right? If you don't need it, you don't need it. Life insurance is one of those things that if you don't need it, you don't need it, okay? You're welcome to have it, I guess, if you want it, but that's a lot of money going to something that you're probably not going to get anything out of, because again, Fegley is not designed to last your entire life. It gets very, very expensive, okay? So think about it. Is this overkill for you? Do you have enough life insurance? Do you have too much? Do you need to increase, reduce? Do you need to go on the private side and look at a private policy? Now, if you're young, you may be looking at what you're paying for Fegley. You're like, well, these rates are reasonable. And right now they are. Right now they are. When you're young, the rates are pretty reasonable. But as you age, the price can become crazy. So one thing to think about, if you are young, maybe go shop around on the private side. Can you find a private policy somewhere that locks in a price for you for a certain amount of time? Let's say you're 30 years old and you say, hey, I want a policy for the next 20 years to get my kids raised, my mortgage paid off, those sort of thing. And after about 20 years, you suspect, hey, maybe you don't need life insurance after that. Well, go find a 20-year term policy that'll end in 20 years. It's the same price the entire time, and you're probably gonna save a ton of money in the meantime. So those are the things to consider. Is this is how it Fegley works. The price goes up significantly over time. For Part B especially, right, it's huge. Do you need life insurance? If not, get rid of it, right? If so, what's the best place to go? Now, the one scenario where you're going to want to keep Fegley, right, is when it's the best option, meaning you need life insurance and you're not in good health, you can't go get a policy somewhere else. Well, then maybe keeping it is the best option, okay? And regardless of what you need or decide, don't get rid of Fegley until you've gotten a private policy that you need. For example, if you say, hey, I don't like Fegley. I don't like the pricing. I'm going to go get a private policy. Don't cancel it until you've secured another policy, because maybe they find something in your blood work, or who knows what's going to happen. So please be careful about that. The devil's in the details, but I hope that's helpful. Fegley, you got to keep an eye on it so you're not paying through the nose for something you may or may not need. Okay? I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.